based on the fact that the Big Head is killing the game with his Big Head Bet segment once a week. Many of you clones posed the question whether or not we would roll the head right back in today, since we're off for the next 2 days and there's a lot of opportunities to get down and to get paid this week. A chance for him to load you up with the intel that you need to properly enjoy the games that you do decide to watch. After all, as always, this segment is for entertainment purposes only. And if you actually do ever get down, never ever gamble more than you can afford to lose. Having said all that, let's do this thing. It's on a Wednesday. Generally, it's on a Friday. Head, how you living?
Wonderful after that great call by Brad. I was somehow curious why he ran him, though.
Yeah, somehow I knew you'd like that. Somehow I knew that'd be right up your alley. I knew you'd like that. How you living after that unbelievable performance you had last week when you put a number on violence at the workplace? How much has your life changed since you did that?
It's changed quite a bit, Jim, and if I was in Vegas, I think I would have been fired because the line was a horrible line. I had it minus 220 for Ritt, and it sounds like it should have been about minus 960 for the old man taking it to Hawk.
There you go. 960, as in 96% of the vote went to the old man. Hey, listen, really quick before we get into this, one side note. So Jake Rome is home from college, fully equipped to get down online, but he's more about casino games than he is actual games like the rest of us. And isn't that great? My college kid gambles online. Perfect. He then introduces the notion to his mother, Janet. Janet loves her some roulette in Vegas. So you might be thinking, Head, the family that gambles together stays together. Except I'm mortified because they're both out there in the kitchen on their lappers. Like you and I, if we get games, at least that'll get us a few hours, right? To lose our money. Not cards, not roulette. Janet opens up an account, drops a couple of bones, begins to play online roulette. And I was like, oh, hell no. What if she likes it? Luckily, James, she got her ass kicked, went right through her bankroll in a matter of moments, and then pushed away from the table saying, lesson learned, I won't be doing that ever again. Yeah, lesson learned, scud avoided. This gambling game is hard, dog. Am I right?
Dude, the family that gambles together stays together? That should be the Rome family Christmas card. And it sounds like Janet's a little bit smarter than most of us listening right
now. Man, I'm so glad.
That's good discipline right there.
Oh, no, dude, I'm so glad. I thought for sure she was going to fall in love with it, and I never would have pulled her away from it, right? Right? All right, so it's Thanksgiving. You know what that means. Let's get right into it. It's Thanksgiving. Man, I'm so glad she didn't like it. That means the Lions are on the box. It also probably means that they will lose. They generally do on Thanksgiving. Right now, they're +2, in fact, +2.5 against the Texans. Are you on that game? And if so, who you got?
Yeah, so there's a strong trend right now of favorites hitting the past few years on Thanksgiving, and that's probably because Detroit's playing, Jim, and I'm riding that, and I'm going H-Town -2.5 here. Houston is 3-3 their last six games. They also have no incentives to lose as an organization. Bob traded all those picks away. And right now, the Texans' defense that has been horrendous this season, they are actually playing a lot better, and they have allowed the fourth fewest points over the past three games, Jim, in the entire NFL. Also, New England struggled to get to Deshaun Watson last week, so Matt Patricia's defense will have the same problems because they can't get after the quarterback. And Deshaun Watson, he's been incredible. He's having a career year. I think the Lions players have had enough of the hobo. Houston -2.5.
The hobo. Houston -2.5. I like that number. All right. Then you've got the crap fest that is Dallas v. Washington. Two terrible teams that actually have a great look at winning a terrible division. Miraculously, this is actually an important game for both. Does it interest you from a gambling entertainment perspective? If so, how are you playing that game?
Yeah, so if I'm having this game on, I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to hit the Cowboys at -2.5. Now, Dallas has looked better their last two games. They beat Minnesota, and they played Pittsburgh tough before that. Strange Zeke is the key tomorrow. He finally ran for over 100 yards for the first time this season last week, and that's the blueprint to beat Washington here. You have to run the football. The Cowboys, they've reshuffled their line. They need to be solid against that Washington pass rush, and also the Dallas D. It's been awful like the Texans, but as of late, they have been better, and they're not doing as many dumb things, I should say. Their past three games, they've actually had a top 10 run D Washington did not look good against Cincinnati a week ago. I'm taking Mike McCarthy, his lame and weird watermelon motivation, and I'm going Dallas -2.5.
Yeah, but it worked. Hey, you know what's dumb? Speaking of dumb things, playing online roulette. Really dumb.
How
really
long did it take? 5-10 minutes?
Jana went through her bankroll maybe in 7 minutes. Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she gets up to pour a glass of wine. I'm like, oh, perfect. That's what you want to do. You want to hit that roulette addiction with alcohol.
Double down, Janet.
Dude,
there you go.
So glad she pushed away from the table. All right, Titans-Indy, big AFC South showdown. Indy nearly choked away that win against Green Bay. The Titans have been better of late. You can get them +3. Which way are you leaning?
Okay, so 2 weeks ago I hit Indy when those two teams first played, but I'm going to go the opposite here, and I'm going to go take the points, the +3 and the Titans. Indy's had a three-tough game stretch right here, Jim, with Baltimore, the Titans, and then on Sunday, like you just said, against the Packers. They've won them all, but the Titans' special teams killed them in the first meeting. I think they tighten that up and ride their second half overtime momentum against Baltimore from last week. The blueprint, as always, is Derrick Henry. He rushed for 100 yards against the Colts in Game 1. Now, the biggest thing for the Titans this week and all year is to get A.J. Brown more involved in the game plan. Last time against the Colts, he had one reception on 4 targets. This guy's a beast. He's tough, he's physical, and so is his team. The money is coming in big on the Titans, and so am I. I'm taking +3 in Tennessee.
All right, so really quickly, big head bets. He's got Texans -2.5. He's got Cowboys -2.5. He's got Titans +3. You know, in your best interest, you should probably just walk away after breaking down that workplace violence matchup between Ritt and Hawk. However, I know you won't because you're addicted to your own voice. Are there any other games or any other things that you're looking at to hit this weekend?
Yeah, in honor of the Ritt v. Hawk Fister, Jim, the Conor McGregor v. Dustin Poirier line came out, and it's around that first line that I set for the old man taking down Hawk at -220 to beat Dustin. It just came out. Conor's probably going to win that fight. It's going to be a lot better fight than the last time. Also, NBA title odds. They have actually been updated because of free agency, and to no surprise, the Lakers are actually the favorite here at +300. But a surprise team is second, which is interesting to me, and it's Brooklyn ahead of Milwaukee, Miami, the Clippers. They're actually at a +575, so Vegas must be thinking there's something to those James Harden rumors. So I don't think I'm going to hit that. I think the Lakers are pretty much the clear favorite right now, as of now. So +300 for the Lakers looks pretty good.
All right, so I like the fact that you broke down Dustin and Conor, but that fight's not until January. So how do you approach that? Would you hit that right now?
I'll wait, but I will hit it at the end of the day. I still think Conor wins this fight. He beat him the first time out. He finished him. But Dustin's a much better fighter than he was the first time, and they're fighting at a bigger weight. Last time was 145. I'm sure this one will be at 155. It'll be an exciting fight. It'll be a stand-up fight. And when it usually stands on the feet, Conor's a man there. I like Conor here.
He can strike. We know this.
Yes.
Have you ever ventured into an online casino? Not a sports book, not the games, but to play cards, to play blackjack, to play roulette, to play keno, anything like that?
My college days a little bit, but I learned not as fast as Janet, but I learned pretty quick not to be in there at all. I love the casinos. I love going playing the tables there, but no thanks online.
All right, so what's the big plan for Big Head, the Big Head dinner on Thanksgiving?
Family.
No way.
A couple of Stellas with Grandma, like the last emailer there.
Well, Grandma, did she knock down Stellas?
Horrible football.
Okay, there you go. Big Head bets. James Kelly, thank you very much. You've got a gigantic head with tremendous insight inside of it. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, boss.
Big Head bets. Very clean, man. Texas -2.5. Texans, I should say. I like that. Cowboys -2.5. You got to admit, they played better of late. Titans +3, I do like. No, I mean, seriously, this was a thing yesterday. So Jake Rome is home for the holidays, and for some reason he's got an online account. And I have no idea why that is. The kid doesn't even like sports. I think he bet the election. I don't know what he's doing with it. He's playing cards, actually. And then Janet thinks to herself, well, I love roulette. I love playing roulette. I'm like, no. Bad idea. Gets herself a little account, drops a couple of bones into the account, and then starts spinning the roulette wheel and just getting her ass kicked. I'm like, see? Do you have any idea? The system is already tough enough to beat when you know what you're doing and it's not just chance. But at least with football, if we lose, it takes 3 hours to lose. You can't run through the money that fast. You may as well just set your money on fire. It's like, nah, this is fun. I can do this. This is great. I think I'll get another glass of red wine. No! She runs right through the money and says, yeah, you know what? Lesson learned. I will not be doing that again. I'm like, good, good, good. And then like Logan's trying to get the password. I'm Logan. No, Logan, you still can't drink and you still can't gamble. All right, brah? Go get your little root beer.
Logan,
Wells in the 360. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that Brad and Corona made that phone call. Hey, Wells, you know what? I'd be thankful if you never sent me another tweet ever again. I'd be really thankful for that.